It seems I still have a lot to learn about humans. You're surprised that I found you in the city hotel? But I have magic and I'm an elf as well. Tracking is an ability of our people. Be it in the forest or in a gigantic megacity like this one. It doesn't matter where on this planet you were. I was gonna find you if I wanted to. So you shouldn't be too surprised when I walked in through your door. And not nearly as surprised as I was when I woke up in the hospital with a new arm and a new eye. It's a very nice arm, by the way. Organic mithril, so it doesn't interfere with spell casting. If anything, it enhances it. With just a thought, I can transform it to look like living flesh. But I rather like the way it looks in its normal state. It's a work of art, really. From elvish and gnomish artisans combined with human technology. And the eye. Such a nice eye. I thought I'd miss my original one, but this one does everything that one could, and so much more. It can see things the old one never could without spells or devices. Plus, it gives me access to the net. It also looks entirely elvish if I wanted to. There's barely even a scar from the injury. Other than a slight crescent shaped one. They said they could get rid of that too. But I rather like the effect right now. The crescent moon is the symbol of my goddess. They say I was near death when a human carried me in. They couldn't be more specific than that. All humans look alike to the typical elf, but he preloaded enough credits into their system to pay for the treatment to save my life, which was expensive enough. But then he paid enough to replace my lost arm and eye. As soon as I was recovered enough, I cast a spell to see what happened, as my memory was too clouded. It's hard to scry the past, but I was looking into my own history, which made it easier. The last I remembered was going on that last mission. The one with this scruffy human mercenary that had been my partner for the last few years. You. I barely put up with you. But we made a good team. You were the brutish muscle and metal with your inelegant human body and haphazardly installed cybernetics. I was the brains and the magic, although I could hold my own in a fight with sword, bow or gun if mana ran out. It did run out on that last mission. The big one with the insane payout if we made it out of the Megacorp's archives with the stolen data. Technically, we did. But their security caught up with us as we were transferring the data to our client. We held them off while the upload completed and saw the credits transferred into our team account. That's where my luck and mana ran out, and I had to make do with a plasma pistol I took off of one of their bodies while you kept shooting and stabbing and smashing like you always did. The pistol was a cheap orcish knockoff, known for random malfunctions, especially when overused. Well, I was definitely overusing it. Then I apparently squeezed the trigger one time too many, and it exploded in my hand. It took my entire arm with it, and a piece of shrapnel took my eye. I take it we still won the battle, or neither of us would be here. Well, you won the battle. I was too busy being in shock at losing my arm and my eye, and then falling unconscious. You could have left me there. I certainly haven't given you any reason to have any loyalty to me. I don't really like humans any more than most elves. I was planning on taking the money from this last score and going to some nice elf-only forest planet and never leaving again. This score would have paid for that and a lot more. But you had the opportunity to have twice that for yourself, because I wasn't in a position to take my share out of her account. You just had to leave me there to die. But you didn't. You finished the fight, then somehow got me across town to the best elvish hospital in the megacity. I'm sure there's an interesting story there, but I wasn't able to scry that part. Magic doesn't always give you all of the answers. No matter how many ways you try to ask the question. So I don't know for sure how you got me there. And I don't really know why you did it. Or spent your share of the money on having them save me and make me better than ever. Was it loyalty to a comrade? I've always been told that humans didn't have a true sense of honor. But that was always by elders that hadn't actually been around your kind for too long. Maybe it was just what I sometimes heard called basic human decency. That's not really anything that seems all that basic anymore, regardless of the race. After I left home, I saw elves just as bad as any orcs I've encountered. Or maybe it was love. You don't scoff and roll your eyes as you would the many other times I misjudge your human emotions. Instead, you look away and blush in a way far more easily apparent to this new eye of mine. So it's love then. You fell in love with the arrogant elf girl you partnered with these last few years. I was warned that humans would always end up falling for my kind. And this is just more proof of that. That's why you left after dropping me off, isn't it? You could have stayed behind. I would have paid you back for all of the credits you spent. You drained your account of all the new money that had been transferred in and then some. But you knew that I was saving it to go back to civilization. You also knew I would recognize your predictable and unwanted feelings for me soon enough. and that I would feel obligated to at least attempt to satisfy your misguided desires by letting you mate with me. Honor and my own guilt would demand it of me. So you left me there in the hospital because you knew I was safe and thought that disappearing was the best thing for me. I've had some time to think about what is the best for me, though. It took me a while to track you down to this place. You didn't have much money left, and this place is mostly off the grid. So the longer it took me to find you, the more I thought things over. That's when I realized that the best thing for me is you. No elven male ever showed the respect for me that you have. Even if it took me so long to realize the form that took from a human man. You didn't treat me as royalty, as one of my people would. You treated me as, what is the expression? One of the guys. Yes, that's it. You treated me as an equal. Even though I initially took that as an insult. And no elven male ever fought so hard, either with me or for me. In my scrying, I saw how hard you fought before I fell, and how much harder you fought after. You battle on without regard for your own safety as you kill them all. You're not an elf though. You're human. I think I can overlook that in your case. At least if you can overlook my being, again, there is a human term. If you can overlook my being a complete bitch. So, despite your attempts to the contrary, I've still come to you after all you've done for me. And I'm offering my body to you, human. But not because I feel obligated to by honor or guilt. I do it because I feel for you in a way an elvish woman shouldn't for a human male. You could tell me no, of course. You could try to be what passes for noble in a human, and try to save me from doing something I might regret. But I would regret not doing it far, far more. I honestly like the idea of your squat, hairy human body doing things to my delicate, seeming elvish form. Don't you want to see how the doctors did with my body? Besides my arm and eye, there were other lesser noticeable damage. Burns and cuts and bruises, all fixed by magic and nanotech therapy. I know my body has always intrigued you, even if I was careful not to let you see too much of it. You may recognize this trench coat I'm wearing. It used to be yours. You had wrapped me in it before you carried me to the hospital, then left it there. It took a bit of money, but I had it cleaned off, and took to wearing it as I searched for you. It just made me feel a little less lonely. But now that I'm here standing in front of you, I don't need it, so I can just take it off. Underneath that, it's just silks. And I guess what would be considered scanty mithril armor. It's enchanted to protect far more than it covers. Although it wasn't enough to protect my arm and eye. Or maybe it protected me enough that I wasn't killed outright. The silk part I've replaced, of course, but the mithril will last forever. But if I take both off, I find myself more vulnerable than I've ever been before in front of you, and not just on a physical level. Now, as you can see, my naked body, it is quite flawless. I'm vain enough to have had them erase all of the scars from that last fight, other than the one rather pretty one sitting around my eye. Or maybe it wasn't all vanity. Perhaps I wanted it to be as perfect as possible for you. My body is as graceful as anything Elvish is. That's one of the reasons I was warned about non-Elvish men falling for me. And many did, in one form or another. I resisted all of them with varying degrees of rudeness and sometimes magic or violence. But you, I find you irresistible now. Let me help you get as naked as I am. I see a new trench coat hung up by the door. Although it's not as nice as your old one, or as well armored. I added some enchantments to it as well. I may even let you wear it again. Although something tells me you won't begrudge me keeping it for the future. For now though, let's work on getting that shirt off of you. And the rest of your clothes. Your kind doesn't appreciate fine clothing as much as my race do, but... Oh, I never noticed all of the scars before. All over your chest. Except some of them are fairly new. I wasn't the only one hurt during the last battle. But while I had magic and technology to heal me, it looks like you just sewed yourself up and let time do the rest. We could get those scars removed or at least reduced. I still have all of my money saved up, since you only spent yours. But I like your scars, and I think you do too. You humans wear them like badges, and see them as strengths rather than flaws. As I take off your pants, I see more scars. sure there's a story to each one. And I want to hear them all. I want to trace each one with my fingers. And map out your past, even as I contemplate our future. But all of that is for later. For now, my most pressing concern is getting your undergarment off. And your most pressing concern is what's pressing against the front of them. Well, that concern is a little less pressing now that I've freed it. Now it's more of a pointing straight at me concern. I'm not really worried at all though. I just feel strangely excited. Your body is not at all like an ill man's. There was a time when the differences would upset me. But I don't think there's anything about you that could dismay me. I should have dragged you back with me across town to my hotel. It's quite a bit nicer than this one, obviously. It's bigger and cleaner and with a nicer bed. But honestly, now that I've finally found you, I just can't wait. Where I am isn't nearly as important as who I am with. I barely wanted to touch you before. Now I give you my hand, the one that's still real, to lead me to a bed of questionable age and safety. But all I can think of is the human holding my hand and looking at me with a human face again. Puppy dog eyes. I think I understand it now. Please lie down upon this bed and I'll get on top of you. It's not that the sheets are rough and dirty, although they are. It's that you still look to be recovering from your wounds. We will attend to that soon enough. But I think I can cast a little spell to heal you as much as I can, plus to grant you some energy. There. Now I think you'll be well enough for me to properly, again a human term I've heard, for me to fuck your brains out. Not a very pretty image for what I imagine will be a very beautiful act. Except I won't need to imagine it for much longer. I can climb onto the bed over you and gracefully position my body over yours. We're quite the contrast, you and I. Human versus elf, male versus female, muscle versus magic, but they are two opposites that are about to be united. As I lower myself down onto you, with my elven pussy slowly opening up around your thick, throbbing human cock. Oh, goddess, this is good. I never thought it would be like this, to have sex, especially with a human. But I think the best part was seeing your face as you entered me. You have feelings for me. Not just lust, but love. And I cannot help but feel more of the same for you, as I see what this means to you. I reluctantly knew we made a good team, but I see now that we're gonna make excellent lovers. I'm gonna move now, moving my slim elven body gracefully over your wounded mortal one. You'll tell me if I'm going too fast for you and your condition, won't you? No, you wouldn't, would you? You would quite happily let me mate with you with enough vigor that your clumsy stitches come undone. And do it all with the same silly but strangely adorable and adoring look on your face. But I will be gentle with you. As gentle as you would be with me were you on top. You can touch me. I can tell you what to. But that you remember how much I refused your touch before. Even to help me out of a spaceship. But you carried my almost lifeless body across a megacity and saved my life. You deserve to put your strong human hands upon my narrow elven waist. Even to do as you're doing, and let them move up higher to caress my heaving chest. After what you've done, you've earned as much of me as you want. But I do this of my own free will. This is as much for my benefit now as yours. Oh. Press down on your chest with my hands now, for leverage. My fingers feeling the hair no elven male would have there, and the scars that the few of them but survive. Neither filled me with loathing as they once might have. Instead, I get lost in the beating of your heart. It's a good heart. A strong one. It beats so rapidly and it fills me with pleasure to know that it beats that way for me and for the way we're joined. Do you wanna be on top? Perhaps I misjudged your health, or perhaps I just want to find myself under you when we finish with you driving yourself into me. If you wanted, we could carefully change. Or you could just pull me down and roll on top of me. Perhaps I healed you a little too much and gave you a little too much energy. But I quite like the effect, just as I like mating with you. Especially as your cock moves so hungrily within me. I thought that this was all that a human male would want to do to me. But if it's you, I don't mind. Just like I don't mind what you're about to do next. What we're both about to do. You will spill what will likely be ridiculous amounts of human cum into my elven pussy. But I couldn't want anything more right now. Please come in me, my brave human protector, my partner, my lover. You've more than earned the privilege. But I feel like the one who's getting the reward. This feels far better than a mating between our races should. Or at least, based on what I've been doing. No. Do it now. Right as I broach, speak of my own pleasure. The only thing that could improve it is your frantic release inside of me. But I need it just as frantically, perhaps even more so now. I need your cum and your love. We really must get you patched up, or I fear I should end up causing you to fall apart. Luckily, I still have almost all of my share of the money at my disposal. Retiring can wait. We need to have you fully healed and see your cyberware upgraded properly. That will use up most of the money, I think. So I guess we'll just have to remain partners for a while longer. We developed quite a reputation after that last job, even if I barely survived it. It will likely only take months to make back what originally took us years. But then again, I'm in no hurry to retire anymore. And especially not to some forest full of boring elven men. Not when I have you. And you? You can have me whenever you want, my brave human champion.